Becoming an Overcomer by Paul Bucknell.
Kaka wanyalo bedo jolo.
Session 5. Replace your anxieties and worries with God's perfect peace.
Ngeyo kum lweny mar chuny kendo kaka wanyalo locho kokalo kuom adiera.
It's great to come to understand how good God is.
En gima ber mondo wabi mondo wane kaka nyakber Nyasaye chal.
You see, what we're doing is when we look at these different areas of our life, we are actually seeing how God has provided the power of the gospel to work right now in our lives. We know the Holy Spirit says He's sanctifying us, 1 Peter
1:2.
But more than that, He's specifically working in each area so that more and more God lives His full grace in our lives. So yesterday, we looked at four principles. Today we're going to start applying those four principles to different struggles that believers have. And this one we're talking about overcoming anxiety with peace. I want you to think of it as the anxiety is the doubt. That's where the darkness is. Peace is going to be the light, the truth that shines in. When you have peace, you're not worried. The problem is, how do I get to have that peace and have it all the time? That's what God wants. Yesterday I was challenging you on how to every day read the scriptures. And I do that too. So when I was reading through Hebrews 13, it says, Hebrews 13:16. Quoting from the Psalms. The Lord is my helper, I will not be afraid. What will man do to me? Do you see the confidence of the faith of the writer here? So when I'm looking at that verse, the Lord is my helper. I can use that to test my own faith.
Trust.
Am I trusting God to be my helper in such a way that I have peace about all the difficulties? I don't have this, I don't have that. How am I going to do this? It's to trust in God. Well, anyways, it's going to be great looking at the scriptures here with you. When we begin to present the glory of the gospel of Jesus Christ, not only to be relevant for eternity, but relevant right now, more of God's people will say, the church is a great place. For some, they don't have that hope. Because they have that struggle. There's no peace. No happiness in the Lord. But when you can combine that inner peace with the songs you have, that course becomes great.
To watch the bedo maduong.
Let's pray.
Wala.
Lord, we thank you for your promise of peace that passeth understanding.
Ruoth wadugno kamano kuom geno mimiyowa kuom kwe ma dhiro wang'eyo.
In Jesus' name, bring the peace of God to our hearts.
E nying Kristo, miwa kwe chunywa.
I know there's those needs in our lives.
Ang'eyo ni mago dwaro mag chunywa mag ngimawa.
But you want us to go beyond worry.
Tidhi idwarowa Jehova Nyasaye mondo wadhi ma ne wabed maonge chandruok.
To step into your presence to secure your peace.
Mondo wadhi embele ni kendo wayud kweni.
Bless us now.
With wasani Jehova
Nyasaye. Teach us, we ask.
Puonjwa nkichwa kwai.
In Christ's name we pray.
Yesu Kristo wala.
Amen. Okay, so we're trying to squeeze each of these into 1 hour, okay?
Watemo keto somo ni e saa achiel.
And we have so much to understand about worry.
Wan gi mang'eny monego wane kuom parruok.
If you're sitting over there, you can see there's 4 building blocks.
Kineno gi kibedo kanyo nyaneno block migero.
The first one's hope.
Mokwongo en geno.
Choice.
Mario en yero.
The word of God.
Wach Nyasaye.
And conquer.
Kaito bedo jaloch.
He says, I've written to you, young man, because you are strong.
Andikunu wechegi un jogo matindo nikech un kod tek.
And the word of God abides in you.
Kendo wach Nyasaye obedo kuom.
And you have overcome the evil one.
Kendo useloyo jawuond.
Now, if you worry a lot,
ka iparwi ahinya,
it will terribly affect your life.
Biro parruok biro ketho ngimani.
Some people think, oh, America's a dreamland.
Jok moko paro ni America en kama ber kabisa.
No problems there.
Onge chandruok kanyo.
You couldn't be more wrong.
Inyalo bedo ma iriambo kabisa.
You don't realize that so many people worry in America.
Ok ing'eyo ni ji mang'eny nigi parruok e America.
That's because they worry all around the world.
Nikech nitiere parruok e piny duto.
It looks like America's rich.
Ineno na America umoko, umeo.
But they have credit cards.
Gin gi mwene credit card matindi biro ni.
Each month they have on loan.
Oh, month ka month, dwe ka dwe gin kod loan.
18% to 25% loan.
Asilimia wi apaga bore wi.
About $3,000.
Elufu adek do mara pesa mara America.
And then they have 3 credit cards.
So gin gi credit card adek.
Oh, they're worried. They spent more than they have. And that's how worry happens in many, many ways. So it affects 40 million of the U.S. population. So if we took 1/5 of the people here, we're not saying a little worry. I'm saying serious disorder, anxiety disorder affects 1/5 of the U.S. population. So worry, what is it? It is a unhealthy preoccupation of one's mind. Resulting in various kinds of difficulty.
Makelo chandruok mang'eny ngimani.
A lot of times it's about something that will happen, not that has happened.
Thoth kuomgi en parruok kuom gino manyalo timore, gino mosetimore.
Did you ever worry about something tomorrow?
Biseparo bedo gi parruok kuom gino biro timore kiny.
And it never happened.
To ok otimore.
I probably about 60-70% of our worry is like that. And do you see how Satan continually brings the darkness in? Strips God's people of the peace they can have. And this is why our congregations have so many struggles. About 1/3 of the U.S. health bill is due to worry.
pesa ma jo US tiyo, ma US tiyo godo kuom ngima maber en ngima joma tuo. Gitiyo kuom joma tuo.
But the same thing's true in every country.
To gino timore e piny ka piny.
Now we need to understand what happens when we don't trust God.
Onego wangi gima timore ka ok wageno kuom Nyasaye.
Worry is when we do not trust God.
Parruok en ka ok wageno kuom Nyasaye.
I want to read some verses from Jeremiah 2:13.
Adwa somo ndiko moko kwa Jeremiah sura 2 kwana 13.
Jeremiah 2:13.
Jeremiah sura 2 kwana 13.
For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters. And number two, to hew for themselves cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water.
Nikech joga osetimo richo tieng' ariyo, gisebaro mi giweya an soko mar pi maliw mamol. Kendo gisekunyo yewni maobarore ma ok nyal ting'o pi.
Two evils, people, his people, God's people, commit.
Richario ma jog nyasaye otimo.
He doesn't say, well, they made a mistake.
Ok owach ni watimo marach.
They did evils.
Gitimo gino makwer.
So what was the first evil? Can you see it here?
En wach mane marach mokwongo.
They forsaken me.
Giseweya. Gisejwanga.
That means you take your trust from God and you put it somewhere else.
Mano nyiso ni kao yie kuomi ma Nyasaye tikete kamoro. Geno kuom Nyasaye tiketo kuom geno kuom gimoro.
That's when you put your hope and misplaced confidence.
Iketo geno ni kuom gino mo ok nikare.
Oh, God's not going to provide, so I'll try to do this.
O Nyasaye ok bichiwo, koro abiro temo natim yo moro.
Okay, so that's the first evil there.
Mane wach marach mokwongo.
Now notice what happens when we trust God.
Ne gima timore ka wageno kuom Nyasaye.
Do you see how he says, "Me, the fountain of living waters."
An aora mar pi mar ngima.
It's like taking a river that's always flowing, coming by. So easy to get clean, fresh water. Strong for your body. Easy for life. But when you leave God, you leave the living waters. So this is what it looks like. To hew for themselves cisterns. So you're contrasting a living water with a cistern, a rock, where you carve out and hope the rain comes. And sometimes we do that. We look to people to help. We look to bank account for security. We look to our job for help. God uses those things. But he says, always subject those to God. Notice what happens when they make those cisterns. So that's the misplaced confidence. But then, they find there's cracks in those cisterns. It's like you have one of those water barrels. And you said, well, I'm glad I've been saving up water. And then when you turn the second one on, all of a sudden you see that there's been a leak. And a little mud, that's all. That's what's happened. That's when you start worrying. You put confidence in that water. But then you see leak. And your trust goes away. It's not working. And you see that God has broken your idol.
sechegi manono.
Because it doesn't hold water.
Nikech ok oting' pi.
And you don't know what to do.
To king'eyo ni gimi ing'eyo timo nang'o.
That's worry.
Mano parlo.
That's a source of worry from a lot of different areas of life.
Mane kama parlo ano ay kunde mang'eny.
So let's try to understand. I want to look at two more verses here from Jeremiah 17.
I think you verses moko koa kuom Jeremiah kanyo.
Again, I'm just trying to help you understand that God doesn't think this is a minor problem.
Atemo nyisini nyasaye ok nene mana wacha wacha.
This has to do with our relationship with him.
Mind en gima all to the record kindwa kode.
And when we take our trust off him, notice what happens. Jeremiah 17:5.
Kawa gulugenu wakume to negima timore Jeremiah 17 karabi.
We create an idol.
To waketo nyisite manono.
Cursed is the man who trusts in mankind and makes flesh his strength, whose heart turns away from the Lord.
Rufne sayo wacho niya, ukungat mobaro weya to genu mana kum dano kaparone burkoda.
What happens when you go to the witch doctor?
Ang'o motimore kidhi kuma juoga?
Where are you putting your trust?
Iketo geno ni kanye?
Not in God.
Okay, nyasaye.
I don't know if you have necromancers here. They communicate with the dead.
Yes, one gara ju kema loso ke jomo tho.
Cursed is the one who trusts in these things.
Okungatno mogeno kum gigo.
So let's look at another verse when we trust in the Lord.
Wangi vas moro makawa genu kungu.
Just two verses beyond that, verse 7, chapter 17.
Karabiyo.
Blessed is the man. There's that word, blessed. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. He will be like a tree planted by the water.
To ogwedh ng'at ma ogena kendo oyie kuoma, nimar ochalo gi yath mopidh but aora. Matero tiendene kochomo pi. Onge gima thage kata ndalo oro ma chieng' rieny mager, nikech pote osiko kang'ich ang'icha. Ok dwe kata ka koth ok chwe, to osiko ko nyago anyaga olemo.
Now we have to understand something.
Onego wapar kuom wach.
We're God's children.
One nyasaye.
He promises to take care of us.
O chiko wa mondo osingore kodo mondo okonywa.
But if we don't go by his ways,
to kok wadhi kode,
we don't trust in him,
to kok wageno kuome,
we go leave his house,
wadhi to waweyo ode,
and we go somewhere else for help,
wadhi kamoro nono mondo okonywa ni wakonyre,
then his blessing does not come to us.
To gwedh mare ok binwa.
When you worry, that's what's happening. God's not there. You put your trust in other things. But they disappointed you. So that's what happens when we lose hope in God's way of caring for
us.
But when we come back to God, that's where the peace comes.
Mane kama seche mangono ne makwe biro.
That's where the blessing comes.
Kanye ma gweth biro e.
Okay, so worry comes from doubting God's willingness or ability to provide for a person's perceived need.
Parok biro kuom wito geno kuom Nyasaye kidwaro mana dwachi iwuon.
And we're on the bottom page 18. So this is one of those belief statements. We actually define it using the word belief or unbelief or the word doubt here. We use the word doubt to define worry.
What you call wach mag bedo gi kiawa mondo wa nyis kaka wan kod paro.
What are you doubting about God? His willingness or ability to provide.
Bedo koda adiera mondo okonyi kendo olo ne ochiwni.
For your perceived need.
Nikech nitie dwaro moko ma in godo.
You know, many times our perceived need, what we think is our need, is not really our need.
Ingene seche mang'eny gigo mwaparo ne wadwaro ok gigo mawadwaro.
We think we need something.
Waparo ni wadwaro gimoro.
But God knows that you don't really need it.
Nyasaye ng'eyo ni gino ok idwar.
Now peace, on the other hand,
kwe komachielo
comes from trusting God to take care of our genuine needs, our real needs.
Biro kuom yie kuom Nyasaye, Nyasaye biro kawo chandruok wa duto kendo gigo tuo mwadwaro.
Think about peace for a moment.
Pare kuom ng'uono ma dakika matin.
You can be quiet.
Inyalo bedo ni ling.
Content.
In kod dil.
Still.
Kwe.
Not worried.
Okay, pari.
So you have a job.
In kod tich.
You're worried about losing it.
In kod paro kinyalo wito tich.
You have your marriage relationship. You're worried about your spouse.
In kod keny mari. In kod paro ne samoro jawri nyalo wei kata chuori nyalo wei.
Your health is declining. Are you worrying?
Iyudo ka ngimani iyudo tuoche moko in kod luoro gi paro.
They all work together, you see.
Gigi tiyo kanyakla.
And Satan's coming by whispering.
To jachin biro to kuodho ni wach.
What are you going to do?
Ang'o medhi timo?
I'll go over that in a second.
Abiro walo kuma.
But see, worry affects us in several ways.
Parruok kelonwa chandruok e yore mang'eny.
First of all, we can't focus.
Mokwongo, pachwa okunyal chung' tir.
I remember once, my first time after I started my organization here.
Anyalo paro kandalo mana chako tijane.
I was planning to go to India.
Naparo mar dhi India.
Never been to India before.
Nipoka dhi India nyaka nene.
And they had 300 people that were going to be there for seminar.
Ne gin gi ji 300 madhi bedo kanyo nikech ne seminar.
But it came to a week before I go.
To en nochopo juma achiel kapok adhi.
And I only had money for a one-way ticket.
To ne an gi pesa manyalo dhi go mana kende to ok maduong.
It's like I had maybe like 8% of a whole budget.
Ne an mana gi percent aboro kende e budget tete.
I couldn't focus on preparing for messages.
Ne ok anyal keto pacha mondo alos puonj.
Some people would travel 3 days to get there.
Ji moko ne dhi wuotho ndalo adek mondo gichop
ka. I don't have my visa. I don't have my ticket.
Aonge visa mara, ticket bende aonge godo.
I don't have money to help them with travel.
Naonge pesa manyalo konyogi mondo giwuoth go.
Oh. I was worrying so much.
Na an gi parruok kabisa.
We have a small backyard in the city.
Wan kod tokodwa monti nitiere kama matin.
So I would walk in that small yard around and around. I couldn't think about where I was going. I kept thinking, what am I going to do? I knew I couldn't do anything. That's the truth, right? And that's what Satan always tells you, can't do anything. And I agreed, I can't do anything.
I didn't know what manyalo timo.
But I didn't know about these truths here. And I just stopped there and I just kept thinking, what am I going to do? What am I
going to do?
My wife looks out the window, she sees her husband. I was overwhelmed. I was very nervous.
Ne an kod luoro mang'eny.
I was agitated.
To kendo ne an kod parruok
mang'eny. And distant from God. Distant from God.
Kaeto ng'eni kida gi Nyasaye nobedo mabor.
I wasn't trusting Him.
Ne ok ageno kuome.
Was I?
Be ne ageno kuome.
No, I mean, I was going to be the speaker.
An ema nadhi bedo jayalo.
But I wasn't trusting God.
To ne ok ageno kuome Nyasaye.
I remember my neck started getting very tense. My back began to get sore. Once these things affect us mentally, they affect us physically. Heavy breathing. Stressful. Headaches. Yeah. And spiritually too. I'll tell you the end of the story in a minute.
abiro ng'isi kaka nodhi.
I first want to tell you the history of anxiety.
Adwa ng'isi sigand anxiety, sigand paro.
You know, I find the biggest problem is that people around the world think anxiety is normal.
Aneno e piny to ji paro ne paro kene na gimoro amora ma nyaka timre.
Christians think worry is typical of life.
Jo Kristo paro ne parruok en gima ni kanya e ngima.
If you believe that lie, then you will stay in your worry.
Ka iyie kuom miriambo no, tibiro siko e parruok ni.
And that's why I give you this chart, history of worry.
Mano niya gisi sigandu parruok.
And I'm asking the questions.
Apenjo penj.
Why do we worry?
Ang'o miwan kod parruok?
Is it right to worry?
Be en gima kare mondo waparre?
Okay. No. It's not.
Okay, gima kare.
You see, God originally made man to live in trust of his goodness.
Nyasaye nochweyo dhano mondo ogen kuome kendo ogen e ber mare.
You remember Adam and Eve?
Iparo Adam gi Hawa.
He provided the garden.
Nomiye puodho.
They could trust God because God provided for them.
Neginyalo geno kuom Nyasaye nikech Nyasaye nosechiwo negi.
So we were originally designed to trust God.
Nyasaye nochweyo mondo wagen kuome.
When Eve sinned, Adam sinned, they put their trust in something else.
Ka Adam gi Eva no otimo richo to ne gikawo geno gi giketo kuom gimoro machielo.
They listened to Satan's suggestion.
Ne giwinjo gima Yachiro nyisogi.
And he fell.
Kato dhano nolwar.
He fell because he began to question whether God really cared for him or her.
Nolwar nikech nochako penjo ka Nyasaye adier be Nyasaye onyise biro ritogi.
So maybe you want a child,
samoro dwaro nyathi,
but you can't have a child.
To kinyal bedo gi nyathi.
So you can choose to worry.
Inyalo yiero mondo ibed kod parruok.
Oh, will I ever have a child?
Ibi chimo na bedo gi nyathi adier.
Or will you trust God?
Kata ibiro geno kuom Nyasaye.
Your choice.
En yiero mari.
They chose to sin, not to trust God, and they ate that
other
fruit. So, since then, man has been preoccupied with trying to meet their own needs. Oh, yeah, I'm going to try to, you know, work here, try to do this. That's why we lie, we steal. You backbite behind someone else because you want their position. It's why. A lot of it's due to worry. And this is what the world is like. Now, when you become a Christian, you don't have to worry anymore. Your relationship with God is restored. He says, I'll take care of you. And He will. If you trust Him. Now we go back to the water. Will you trust Him?
Bibiro geno kuom.
Or will you be like the world and go away from God?
Koso ibiro bedo kaka piny mondo idhi maboyo gi Nyasaye.
You see, often we don't think of the world like being anxious and worried.
Seche duto ok wapar kuom piny maka wabedo kod parruok kendo wabedo kod luoro.
I am afraid we have brought the world in the church.
An kod luoro mathoth nikech wakelo piny e kanisa.
And we worry about everything.
Kendo wan kod parruok kuom gik moko duto.
And we think it's normal.
Kendo to waparo ni en mana gimoro amora man makare.
We praise God.
Wapako Nyasaye.
But inside we worry.
To chunywa maiye to wan gi parruok.
Can you see the evil?
Dong'e neno gima rach.
Can you see why the church is darker and darker?
Dong'e neno kaka kanisa siko nigi mudho kendo e kinde duto.
Now the believer,
no ngat makoro oyie,
he doesn't have to worry.
Ok onego bed kod paro.
I didn't need to worry. Or you could trust God. Amen?
Amen.
You see, God has put us on a high level where we have a contact called God. He's our mighty God who cares for us. Worry is not natural.
Bedo gi parruok ok en gima kanyo.
It's never right to worry.
Ok en gima kare mondo wabed kod parruok.
So this is what we want to think right. This is the truth.
Mae e adiera.
I believe God always takes care of me, even when I don't see how.
Ayie ni Nyasaye osiko karita kata ka ng'eyo kaka orita.
Right?
Donge adier?
Is it true?
Ben adier?
It is true.
En adier?
Is it true about you?
Ben adier kuom?
See, that's the test.
Mane pim.
If you find yourself worrying, that's the sign that you're not trusting. Okay. And that's what I had to find myself. I was actually worrying. When you worry, the way out is to repent. Repentance has two sides. Is to acknowledge the wrong you have done. The way you have insulted God by the way you have not trusted Him. Because this is what it's like. When I worry about my needs, I say, God, you can't care for me. You can't care for me. I have to figure out a way. Then God lets us break that cistern. We're helpless. For how long? Sometimes very long. Worry can get rid of your job. Yeah, worry can destroy your marriage. You see, peace comes from believing that God will timely care for your needs. No matter how impossible your circumstances might appear. And you have that peace.
In God, queen.
Now your situation hasn't changed. Maybe you're a person that is scared of terrorists. You stay awake at night, fearful. Maybe you're fearful of disasters. I don't know. It could be many, many things. But what we need to know is God will provide. Now it starts this way. It starts by doubting that God will take care of you. So you have to pay attention to the thoughts that Satan is bringing to your mind. What will happen? Who will care for me? What will I do? I might get sick. I'll never get a job. What am I going to say? You pay attention to what thought is in your mind. The advantage about detecting worry is that the worry means the same lie. What will happen? What will happen? Go over and over in your mind. So you say, what will happen? That means, God, my future is not in your hands.
I don't
trust your promise that you'll take care of me. So, when you do it that way, you expose the lie. You're bringing the truth in because you're bringing God
in.
So always find out what started the worry. Realize sometimes it's hard to acknowledge your anxiety because your pride. Start to bring God into the your thinking. So I want to go over and look at some scriptures here. 1 Peter 5:6-7.
Right.
Remember, it's the light that takes away the darkness. 1 Peter 5:6-7. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he might exalt you at the proper time, casting all your anxiety upon him because he cares for you. Okay, so we're going to look at the scripture here. We're going to look at it carefully. He's going to tell us to do some things. First thing is what? Humble yourselves. Isn't that what we were talking about with the V yesterday? Humble yourselves means think the truth about your needs. Recognize how helpless you are without God. The second thing he tells us is that God is all powerful. It's the mighty hand of God. That he might, number three, he might lift you up. Now this is very important. For what I'm reading here is this. That sometimes God brings us low on purpose. Right? Is that what it says? Even though God is mighty, he says at the right time, God will lift you up. So sometimes he allows you to go low for a while. Remember, Job was low for a while. Jesus was low for a while. This is where we need to trust God's love. That his love is still there, even though it doesn't seem we're being
careful.
He gets more advice here. Take all your anxiety. Empty out your pockets. Take all your anxiety. And cast it on the Lord. Now cast means you take it and throw it. When you throw it, it's no longer here. It's there. Where? Upon him. Upon
Christ.
We were never made to take those anxieties. Our bodies, no. Our mind, our emotions, spiritually, and that's why it causes such tragic health results. So you know how many people in America don't trust God because they're anxious.
Ingeo jimangeni mokogeno kum nyasaya America nekech gin kod paro.
Last thing he does is identify the truth, the underlying truth.
Gima wacho mogik ni mondo koro ing'e adiera, adiera makende.
Can you tell me what it is?
Inisa en gima en.
Because he cares for you.
Nikech oparo urito.
You see, God is able.
Ino Nyasaye nyalo.
And God is willing to take care of your needs.
So Nyasaye kendo dwaro mondo okaw chandruok.
When we become a child of God, God says, I will take care of you. Now we have to accept where God put us in this world. And sometimes people say, oh, if I move there, if I get that job, everything will be better. That could be an idol. You have to be very careful when you make compromise. On the other hand, it might be something good, but follow the Lord. So memorize this verse, okay? These two verses. I want to look at Matthew 6:34. Therefore, do not be anxious for tomorrow, for tomorrow will care for itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own.
Kuom mano kik uparru kuom gik makiny notimre kiny. Nikech kiny nobed gi mage owuon. Odiochieng' kodiochieng' nigi chandruok ne morome.
I don't think he's saying don't plan for tomorrow.
Ok apar nowacho ni kik ilos chenro makiny.
A good father will pay attention to what's happening.
Wuoro makare biro keto pache kuom gigo matimore.
But he has to learn how to trust God day by day.
To nyako punjre kum geno kum Nyasaye odiochieng' kodiochieng'.
When you see yourself worrying for tomorrow,
kineno kichako parori kum kiny,
then you know you've turned your trust away from God.
Ting'eyo ne isegolo geno mari kum Nyasaye.
You want to know how Jesus did it?
Idwa ng'e kaka Kristo notime?
Day by day.
Odiochieng' kodiochieng'.
God only gave him enough grace day by day.
Nyasaye miyo mang'ono moromo odiochieng' kodiochieng'.
That's why we go to God's word every day.
Mane omiyo wadhi wach Nyasaye pile ka pile.
That's how God keeps us close to him.
Mane ka Nyasaye ketowa machiegni kode.
God wants a very close relationship with us.
Nyasaye dwaro mondo machiegni kode kabisa.
But notice that today he will care for us.
Parne ane kawuono obiro ritowa.
Tomorrow he'll take care of.
Kiny bende obiro ritowa.
One more verse.
Machielo.
Philippians 4:6.
Jo Filipi karang'wen.
This is all light that we show in the darkness.
Maendi ler mwaneno e mudho.
Philippians 4:6.
Jo Filipi karang'wen.
Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God.
Jo Filipi ang'wen, matenda uchiel wacho kama, omiyo kik upar gimoro, to nyisu Nyasaye gik moko duto muchando, kulame kendo kachunyu goyone erokamano.
Notice, be anxious for nothing.
Ne, owacho niya, kik uparru kuom gimoro.
No exceptions.
Onge gimokore wach ka.
Sometimes it seems when we worry for our sick child, for
samoro
our spouse,
kuom nyithindo matuo, kuom joutwa,
for our transport that's broken down,
idoka onge gine samoro matokyo kethore,
where we do ministry,
kamoro kamwatimo e tich,
we sometimes say, oh, we make exceptions for those worries. He tells us, don't do that. You have to trust God's sovereign control of all the details in your life. Right? No exceptions. Did you make an exception about something in your life? Now, earlier on it said, cast your anxiety upon God. How do you do that? He tells us here. By prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. I have been telling you the way we solve some of these critical problems is through prayer. Right? We start telling the Lord about our needs. Oh Lord, my bicycle broke down. How am I going to visit that person? My wife is sick. What's going to happen to my children? Instead, take your concerns and present them to God. When you pray, they cast them off and let Him take care of it. I want to thank you, Lord. It says with thanksgiving. I don't know why you let my bicycle break down here. But I thank you. You know about my schedule. You know about my plan. But I'm just going to trust you for this. Your choice. You can trust God. You can tell Him your needs. Amen?
Amen.
This is the God we have. This is when we go evangelizing. This is the God we need to present. You go from an orphan that no one cares for into the presence of your Heavenly Father. And He will take care of all your needs. You just need to trust Him. These are powerful truths. Let me finish my story. There I was in the backyard. I was so worried. The worry kept going. What am I going to do? Then I realized I was not preparing my messages. And that I was sinning, actually. Because of doubt, I didn't apply for a visa. And so there I was, 5-6 days away. I thought it was impossible I could make it to India. Even if I had the money, how could I get a ticket? How could I get a visa? It took 3 days to get there. I didn't even have time to get there. So the first thing that happened, I humbled myself. Lord, I can't handle this. God, help me in a special way. He brought two scriptures to my mind that I never would ever think about the story of feeding the 5,000. One of the first questions is, what do you have here? Okay, in other words, the Lord was telling me, use what you have. As you use, more will come in. So He wanted me to take a step. I immediately started applying for my visa. But I didn't have money for a ticket. In faith, I applied for a visa.
kuom yie na apply mondo ayud visa.
So just tell me, get going. All right, start doing something. Second one,
Marario.
It was give them something to eat.
No, Marario, no, nigi gimoro gicham.
Reminding me,
no parana,
that somehow God could take care of all these pastors and their needs. It was right that you're concerned about maybe giving them a little meal, some travel money. That's okay. Give them something. Now, I only have very little. And that's why, you know, the two loaves, the five fish. Very little. To feed 300 people.
Mondo ipit jimi ade.
Those two promises came to my mind.
Singro kariyo gono bire paja.
In God, all of a sudden brought thousands of dollars in that week.
In?
Into my
A week no nyasaye no kelo dollars mangeny ngimana.
By time money came for my ticket.
So amane peso biru mara otiko mara.
I was not going to take a loan though. I was waiting for God to provide.
Ne okadika o loan. Donari chinesai mundo chiu.
So I was in a low time and then he would exalt me.
Ane anipin kabisa tunyesai nutingama.
But when the money came in for the ticket,
kapesa no biru mara ticket mara otiko.
Already I would be one late day late for the seminar.
Tone an na nenele odishinga chiel ne seminar.
Well, God arranged it that I found another itinerary that could go quicker one day. And I could make it just on time. What about the visa?
Visa.
Oh, I was trying not to worry. Trust God. No visa, you're not going.
Visa,
it came. I was leaving like 2 o'clock. It came at 11 o'clock in the morning.
Oh,
was that close?
Then
I didn't know when it was coming. We will always have plenty of opportunities to worry. But you can transform these temptations. What are you going
to
do? Into trusting God. And then you'll begin to develop a history of trusting God. So when Satan begins to tempt you, what are you going to do? I know. I can't solve this on my own. But I can point you to all these 10 times that God provided miraculously in my life. And you will have your own history of God moving in your life. Proving that he can use sovereign details to help you. Because this is the point. He wants to grow our faith. So he brings us low. So we'll trust him. And then he'll take care of our need. And our faith will become stronger. I remember once.
No,
very low. The first 7 years of our ministry. Very, very low. I went to, I was going to go to India another time. By the way, God provided the money. I made it on time. Everything worked. Praise God.
Amen.
It wasn't me.
Okay.
So I had, in India they wear sandals. I'll illustrate. This is a shoe here.
India, ne ginigo pato, maranto pato.
But I didn't have a pair.
Yeah,
there's an illustration. So I... Do you mind?
Yes.
I needed a pair, but I didn't have money.
Nadwaro pato, naonge pesa.
So I was visiting my dad.
Koro nadi wunwa.
And he lived near the ocean, so I walked along the ocean.
Odak buta...
And so I pray with my family every day that I'm home. I said, Lord, I need a pair of sandals. And so I was walking the beach and I said, well, maybe God will give me a pair of sandals. And I walked and I found one. It was actually in good shape.
And
so I brought it home. I was looking on the way home and I couldn't find another one. And then the next day, my son, I can't remember if it was me or my son, found that next
sandal.
And so I found two sandals. In good condition. Many years later, I said to our family, oh, God can take care of our needs. And my son mentions, I remember the sandals. I remember God provided those sandals you asked for. And they were good enough for 3 years. I should have taken a picture of them. Something seems small. But to my mind, they still bring tears. Not so much for me, but for the lessons to people around me. My son's faith is far above where mine was.
Because
my children saw how God provided. What needs do you have in your life? Can God provide? Of course. Aren't you His child?
Yes.
So what if we go through this V right now? We start with our temptations on the top left. We start admitting our failures and weaknesses. We repent. Yeah, I don't have a picture here. We repent. At the bottom, we ask for forgiveness. Then we begin to admit truths. From the passage we just learned that from. And we end up praising God. That's how you can go from worry to peace in just 5 minutes. I don't know if someone here has a worry. Does anyone want to mention a worry and I can show you how you can pray for it? Do you mind standing and sharing?
Sister? His worry is to get a land to construct his homestay, because right now he still doesn't have a land. Where he stays, is still in parents' place.
Her family.
Yeah, family's place that needed a land for her.
So the first thing you focus on, what's the truth? Tried to do it before you pray. That's where it's good to talk to a pastor or a good friend that knows the scripture. Is it a genuine need or perceived need? I think it's a genuine need, right? Because the scripture says, leave your father and mother, cleave to your wife. Right?
Yes.
Okay. And you don't know where you can get land. Is that true?
You're married.
But as a family, you don't know where you can do that.
Okay.
I'm just trying to understand. So when I pray, I'll be praying as if I'm you.
Okay.
So when I say, oh Lord, I don't have land, I'm pretending I'm you. Okay. Okay. Let's pray.
Hola.
Oh Lord.
Nyasaye.
I've already been married for several years.
Asebedo ka aneken igni mang'eny.
Lord, we need our own home.
Nyasachwa dwaro odwa, odwaro dalawa.
You said, Lord, that we should leave our parents.
Iwacho malong'o jogo Nyasaye ni mondo wawe jonyuolwa.
And cleave to our spouses.
Mondo wabede achiel kaka dhako gi dichuo.
But already, Lord, it's several years.
To ruoth en kinde mang'eny.
And I don't know how you're going to bring the money in.
Okang'eyo kaka idhi kelo pesa.
I don't know how to find land.
Okang'eyo kaka idhi yudo lo.
It's been troubling me.
Osebedo kachando pacha.
Maybe our in-law relationships are not good, oh Lord.
Jehovah Nyasaye, nyalo bedo ni kinda kod jowa ok nikare.
Maybe I feel really oppressed from my mother-in-law.
Samoro achando dana.
Oh God, please help.
Nyasaye konya.
I've really started worrying about this. I really want it so much. I've lost faith in you. Please forgive me. I've gone astray and not trusted you. Would you please forgive me? Forgive me by the blood of the cross. I'm going to set my heart on you, Lord. I don't know how long this low time will be. But I'm going to be patient. But I'm watching you. It might be 1 month. It might be 1 year. It might be 5 years. This low time is hard. But instead of getting discouraged, instead of being worried, I'm going to take this need and give it to you. I want to thank you for this time. I want to thank you for the extra trials. And one day we're going to look back. And we're going to see how you provided. Our children will hear the stories of how you provided. And we'll praise you because this will be your land. And we will be your people. We will not lie. We will not steal. We will patiently seek you. Almighty God.
Yes.
Glorify yourself through this situation. Be great. Be glorious. Be powerful. At the right time, exalt us. Grant us this land. I won't say how. I'll let you decide that. We have tried. We can't do it. But we look to you, Lord. And we wait for you. You are a faithful God. It says your faithfulness is everlasting. We trust you. And every day we'll delight in you. In Jesus we pray. Amen. Do you see? You go from worry. Forgiveness. Cleansing. To start saying truths about you, your trust. And God as a provider. And you end there. Now you'll be tempted later to doubt God. But just take that shortcut. When Satan says, "Ha, God doesn't care for you." Yes, he does. Right now is a low time. Special things to learn. To see the majesty of God at work. I'm waiting for you, my God, my Father. Praise God. That's our Father. When He starts producing stories like this, then you have something to say against prosperity teachers. They don't teach you about the low point, do they? They don't tell you about learning trust in God. They manipulate God to try to get what they want. That's not Christianity. Christianity is where we learn to trust God. We don't always have everything. And we trust Him. And we praise Him. And we have a story to tell others. Amen?
Becoming an Overcomer by Paul Bucknell. Session 5. Replace your anxieties and worries with God's perfect peace.